Zeno, Iozeno.
Robin Todd.
Keeps asking about Bigfoot. Is there a Bigfoot? And I'm not sure what he wants from us on that, but it's such a dumb question that I'm actually not going to tag him on this one.
You're welcome.
Thanks for all your submissions, by the way, Gino. We really appreciate it. As far as the Bigfoot, that just hasn't set right with me, but I've seen it pop up a couple times. So I'm going to go ahead and say no, there's no Bigfoot. Not in the way he's depicted. And I worked in podiatry. There were some like size 19s.
But to answer your Bigfoot question, my position on it, who cares? A lot worse things that we know exist in this world other than a big Sasquatch somewhere in the Midwest. You know what Mitch Hedberg had to say on the subject?
I don't even know who Mitch Hedberg is. Mitch Hedberg.
Okay. Well, right now he's dead, like OJ, but I guess we'll get to that.
I actually wasn't going to. I did have some death. I'd like to at least do the obituaries. I feel like we honor people with the way that we do those.
Well, Mitch always thought that the only thing scarier than Bigfoot was the fact that he really was out of focus. There's no clear picture of Bigfoot. This is an out-of-focus mammal roaming the woods of the northern Pacific. But yeah, OJ died. I didn't even know he had cancer.
Here's the thing with him. I think is he probably caught his wife cheating on him, and then he killed her. And then he went to jail because someone had stolen his sports memorabilia. Him and some friends went to rough him up.
I love that. It's like, I'm going to steal it back. Like, dude, you're the kind of the proprietor of that. You can make anything sports memorabilia. Sign a pillowcase. Boom, that's an officially licensed O.J. Simpson pillowcase. I mean, I'm just saying. I thought it was so dumb that we actually got busted.
Yeah, it is. I have a little stronger theory there
than with Bigfoot.
I think OJ probably caught his wife cheating and then killed her. That's the most likely
thing. Did Ron Goldman just get it just because he happened to be there, though? Well, how did he tie into all this? That's one thing when I was a kid growing up that always confused me about the case. Like, I get it. OJ, his wife, blah, 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 murder. Where did his wife's friend kind of tie into this? Did he just get it just because he was there with her? I don't remember the details of it, but yeah, this other dude died, aside from OJ's wife. Took on two at once, if you think about it. He probably went after Ron first and then after his wife, just because I imagine she'd be weaker of the two.
Gen Z wants student loan forgiveness without any accountability.
It doesn't work that way.
Okay. Just to clarify on that, unless there's new details emerging, that's just federal loans. So we're talking 10%, if not less, of all the college students that are in debt right now, which to me kind of takes the wind out of the argument of why they want to forgive the student loans in the first place, that it's such a stranglehold on the economy for those 20-somethings who can't get out of debt because the job market, or the pay market, I should say, just isn't there. Yeah, but you have to take a federal loan, though. That's the caveat. If you took, like, any of the other loans that most people do to help pay for school, you're still in debt. So it's like, okay, thanks for the coupon, but that doesn't help to alleviate the problem as much.
So this was an opinion piece by Dace Potas.
Oh, yes, I love Potas. Some good writing there.
He goes in to say, my generation has a political problem. We gravitate toward quick fixes for massive problems that plague our country.
It's not just a generational thing, but continue.
The generation raised on instant gratification, to little surprise, is looking for the same in politics and government.
I agree with their perception of what they're analyzing, but I go back. It's not just the kids born in the 90s or the alts. This goes back into the 70s. I mean, God, look, how long have we had have we been running a deficit in Social Security just to be kicking the can on down the line, even today? That's been almost 50 years, guys. That's not a generational problem. That's just the mindset of modern-day American politics. And that's just one example of shit we're kicking down the line, too.
There's a whole lot.
The one thing I keep an eye on is Social Security, though. that's my prize at the end of this working lifestyle I've been accustomed to for about the past 20-something years.
Here's that death you were jonesing for.
Ooh, yes.
Prominent Las Vegas attorney and his wife are gunned down by a fellow attorney.
Ooh, well, that's one way of getting business. You know, I've heard of ambulance chasers. This is kind of a new spin. I wonder if he's a defense attorney. I was like, God, our business is slow. I really could use a client. Wait a minute. He had a Mentos and then had an idea.
I left something out on purpose. Gunned down by fellow attorney who had terminal cancer.
Wow.
So, yeah, something was at play. He did not like this other guy. And he's like, well, if I'm going to die, I'm going to take him and his wife out, too.
It's almost kind of like a reverse OJ. Take the wife, take everyone out after you're diagnosed with cancer.
Florida woman is sentenced to a month in jail for selling Biden's daughter's diary.
Well, that's not where I was going with those words there.
A month seems not that bad if she got any significant amount of money. And if she didn't get a significant amount, she screwed up. She could have.
I thought you were going to say body parts.
Doing hard time. She could write her own diary in there like Anne Frank did when she was in captivity.
I had someone ask me today, what's your podcast about? And, you know, for a split second, I wanted to, you know, kind of joke around a little bit and just be like, I'm going to say something crazy. Maybe conspiracy theories, maybe
quantum
just,
physics,
you know.
Jessica Alba is stepping down from The Honest Company after the ride of a lifetime. You know, she's a quitter and we're not.
Spill the tea.
There would never have been an easy time to make this decision, shared the company founder.
What do they do? What is The Honest Company? Should I know this?
Honestly, I don't know.
It doesn't sound like business is good.
I'm just pointing out that she's a quitter, okay?
Yeah.
She probably looks better than us through something.
Probably. We don't know that.
Yeah,
we never saw a side-by-side comparison. That's a fact. Same thing with Bigfoot. I think both are kind of a mystery.
You want people with kids you didn't know they had or really weird news next?
Let me do the kid one.
Rihanna says there was no denying it when it came to having kids with ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky.
I mean, I had
no clue. The name says it all.
I had no clue that she had kids or was even ever with this guy at all. Now, there is a picture of them together, unlike Bigfoot, but it's...
Yeah. Well, she was pregnant during her Super Bowl appearance. Do you recall that?
See, now you're making too much sense. Now, I wonder if that was his kid, though.
Well, I believe it was. He was the father, ASAP Rocky.
10 gold chains, wood grain, propane. He might have had to sell a couple of those chains with them kids.
It's better she's with ASAP than with the rapper Too Short, I would imagine.
Here's truly just, and this is mind-blowing to me, and it's downright stupid.
Okay.
Tori Spelling. Have you heard about this?
Nothing new from her.
Can't poop or pee alone. Made Dean McDermott, and now her kids, since she split from this guy, watch her on the toilet. Let me read a little bit more.
Wait a minute.
She's unable to go to the bathroom unless someone else is with her.
Boy,
and
that's
kinky. Her current toilet watcher is her youngest son.
Oh, that kid's going to grow up and be fucked.
The Beverly Hills 90210 alum told listeners she hasn't pooped or peed alone in the 18 years she was married to Dean McDermott during their Monday, April 8th, misspelling podcast. Tori, 50, filed for divorce from the former actor in March after the two separated in June 2023. Without Dean, the duty of watching Tori go to the bathroom.
The duty of the duty.
Fell to the five children the couple share. Liam, 17. Stella, any guesses? 15.
You make them sound dead.
Hattie, 12.
12.
Finn, 11. And Beau.
Those kids were never found again.
Seven, Bo.
Bigfoot was believed to be the culprit.
So, yeah, they're the ones now. Someone's going to have to do it, and it's going to have to be them.
Okay. Like, I know the stereotype in Hollywood. Like, rich, excessive, eccentric types in Hollywood are weird. But come on. It's just like now you're just being weird for the sake of weird. Like, it's one thing to be like, oh, I have to have someone watch me poop and pee. To, I can't poop and pee without having someone watch me. To, I don't have my husband anymore to watch me poop and pee, therefore I can't go, so I'm going to have my children do it. It kind of makes Michael Jackson seem a little normal. A little.
It's really f***ed up. That's all you can say about it.
You know, and she's one of those people that was born into the bubble of wealth. Like, Aaron Spelling was huge in Hollywood, huge television producer. And, of course, she rode his coattails to pretty much do whatever she wants. She's kind of like the debutante of Hollywood, one of them at least. And it's just like, my God, something about that lifestyle just makes you weird, dude. That's all I could think. Just makes you weird. Makes you fucking weird. What? Like, you mean to tell me if she was on a deserted island, she'd be constipated because no one's there to watch? That is such a weird claim. First off, I don't believe it. But second off, she's insinuating that that's what she needs. It's, I don't know. It's so fucking weird. What's next?
1,000 Ways to Die. Contractor who died after walking into a propeller lost situational awareness, the Air Force says.
Yeah, yeah, walking into a propeller, that will get you just about every time.
What a zonk. What a whammy. I mean, when that propeller hits your head and it splatters.
I wonder what the last thing, aside from that propeller blade, was going through his head.
I think it might have been a chick. Anyway, can you imagine that now?
No, not at all.
All your life's work led to that. It's one thing to die in a car crash, but it's another to walk into an active airplane propeller.
You think you would have felt it, all the wind and everything. Like, man, I'm walking into something here.
Could she have got sucked in? They said it was idling, so it wasn't supposedly going too quick.
Yeah, that would make more sense if there was a...
If it was really starting to pull. It might have been. I mean,
it wouldn't seem so accidentally stupid.
The Air Force says she lost situational awareness, but that may have been just to cover their ass.
I don't understand what that means.
They might have cranked that thing up, and it might have just hit her.
What does that mean, situational awareness? In other words, she didn't know what was happening?
You're unaware that there's a propeller that will smash you if you run into it.
And what was her job again in the Air Force? I'm just curious.
It says a contractor. In other words, it was a
third-party kind of deal.
Yeah, civilian contractor of some kind.
All right, well, I'm glad we vet those people almost as well as we vet our Army.
I don't have a good way to segue out of that kind of... death.
Oh, that's okay.
But I will. Winona Judd's daughter arrested after exposing her chest at a busy intersection. And let that be a lesson to all women out there. We don't want to see your naked titties at a busy intersection.
Yes, just your clothed titties. Thank you. It's been an announcement for Robin Todd. Now, why did she do this now? Because at a busy intersection... Well, I don't know. I would say people usually be too busy driving, but that's never the case. So, I don't know. Maybe that does make sense. Oh, is she drunk or something? I just don't see her doing this. Maybe she didn't have her situational awareness up. Maybe that was the cause.
Maybe she can't poop or pee unless she exposes her breast at a busy intersection.
Hashtag mental awareness. Hashtag still fighting. Hashtag can't poop or pee. Hashtag Tori Spelling.
You know, we should really come up with a course of study for people that are having trouble pooping and peeing.
We'll call it the Tori Spelling Project. We'll call it the Spelling B-M. I'm sorry, that's so corny. This is the outtakes. These are just for me. I'm sorry.
The prospect of being king and queen is causing Prince William and Kate Middleton intense anxiety.
I knew that's where it was going.
It's hard.
Think about this. I get the pressure of being in the public eye, being under the microscope. I get the family pressure of following tradition. I get that. And that is not an easy pill to swallow. However,
there's worse things in life.
Yeah.
Dealing with worse is very common, in fact.
Yeah, think of literally anyone else in Britain right now. Like 99.9999% of them have a worse job than you that is far, far less paying. So just kind of recognize you're a fish in water, and just recognize not everybody has water around them like you do and just thinks it's normal, metaphorically speaking.
Meanwhile, Meghan Markle just made a secret royal visit. The Duchess of Sussex visited the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. Turns out she was there supporting a literary initiative designed to help the young patients.
All right.
Let me tell you why I threw that in. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry always get the bad press.
Yeah.
Like they're really causing problems.
Like they're the redheaded step, the younger brother.
So I felt like, hey, you know what? I'll throw this in. Here's some good news with them. And, you know, I don't think anyone can deny that. She didn't have to do that at the hospital.
I wonder why she did that at a hospital, though. I mean, it's a great initiative, but out of all places, a hospital?
A literary initiative.
Yeah. He just learned how to read. Great. And he'll die tomorrow. He has cancer. Well, at least he can read his own tombstone.
Maybe it's because the kids aren't in school. She's bringing school to them.
Oh, that just seems f***ing horrible. Oh, well, this motherfucker's got to pass out of school? Oh, I don't think so. Guess what? Miss Markle's class is in session. Bedside. Be there. 8 o'clock sharp.
Meghan Markle. Super villain.
Mm.
But yeah.
I know, it just seems like an odd priority. Like, hey, these kids could be dying or facing something very, very tremendous. And it's like, oh, well, thank God I'm hooked on phonics.
But can they read?
How do they know how much time they have left to live on their clipboard if they can't read? For 25 cents a day, you can help this dying child learn to read so that they can die knowing how to read. Just a cup of coffee a day. You know, this one kid needs like a liver transplant, but I'm like, fuck that. You need to read on a fifth grade level, so that's more important than your liver. It gets much, much worse because after that's history. And if they're not dead by then, they're going to certainly wish they were because of all the history that they'll be learning.
All right, little break. In more death news, Bigfoot has died, which now allows me to reveal that he was actually a patient at podiatry. Before it would have been a HIPAA violation, but now he's dead. So,
well, at this point, I just have one question. Did Bigfoot ever learn to read at a fifth grade level? I mean, the fact that he died from possibly preventable causes is one thing, but the fact he died illiterate and also from preventable causes, that doesn't sit right. I'd like to thank Gino for the question about Bigfoot earlier.
You think Meghan Markle could go in there and like teach them to tie their shoes or something basic? Or you think reading's pretty top of the list?
I think reading would be pretty top of the list. You know, I think we should fund a school that should help kids before they go into the hospital. I think that's what Miss Markle should focus on. Maybe teaching kids before they actually make it to the hospital. Not so much when they're in the hospital. I think that would be an interesting strategy. But I'm no city planner or anything. She's the one married into the royal family. I'm not.
Maybe she has to go teach kids at the hospital how to read before she can poop or pee.
Yeah.
You ever think about that?
I didn't think about that.
Another little break. Get a big drink of water, Todd.
All right.
Now's your chance.
Fallout.
On Amazon Prime. I thought it was written, produced, edited, acting. I put editing before acting.
No. You're right.
Anyway, it was done really, really well. So watch it.
I'll check it out. Maybe. I mean, if I get around to it, that's the only thing I can say. But one thing I noticed that's pretty consistent with people always recommending shows to me. They always say that first episode or the first two episodes are just a little slow. You just get through those, you just jump that hurdle, then boom, you're in, you're hooked.
The first episode's actually still pretty good. One thing they do really well is the nostalgia, the like 1950s Americana. And they have some of that in the first episode, maybe right off the absolute bat.
What about TNA? They got any TNA?
Round about episode 6, there's not a sex scene. But there is some nudity. I'd say a good 15 people, topless.
All women, I'm assuming.
Men too. And to tell you the truth,
I know the way you put that kind of seemed a little open to interpretation.
It's the most efficient way for them to be able to go poop or pee, because if they just, one of them takes their shirt off.
Oh, that's why, as a matter of fact, that's why I was asking. I actually would love to go poop or pee, and I can only do that apparently on episode 6 of Fallout. Check it out, Fallout.
He was into GoldenEye 007, and he was so good at it. I don't think anyone could beat him.
Not even all those chicks that loved the fact he played it.
He could look at your screen, and he'd know exactly where you were at. You could turn the navigation off. What is it? Not navigation.
I think it's called
radar.
Yeah, I think it's called screen cheating when you do that, though. That's what we called it in Halo. You don't screen cheat. This is sniper's bitch. Hey, did he ever get into Halo? Did you guys ever get into that?
He did a little bit with Dean Spencer, who was afraid to come on to the show.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
He listens.
Oh, does he?
He gives us likes and doesn't really comment, but he...
Well, thank you, Mr. Spencer. I appreciate your modest contribution.
I'll go ahead and plug Dean. Dean is a bird photographer. You know, the ones that fly around and...
Oh, you mean the photographers that fly around and stuff, go to country, do a bunch of bird shoots for those bird magazines like Peck House and Playbird? That was all I could think of on the fly. Damn, I wish I came up with something better than that.
Playbird's as good as you
got. Playbird's is like, damn, that's all I got. That's all I got. I was trying to think of, different types of birds, but nothing was fitting. I kept going back to canary. I don't know why. But yeah, this is for people who are into mature birds, empty nesters. What were we talking about? What led to this? Bird photographer, your friend, Spencer, Mr. Spencer.
Fallout on Amazon Prime.
Oh, that's what we were talking about.
Some nudity, but not much. No sex scenes. Okay, there's a sex scene too, but they keep their clothes on for that.
Yeah. Tori Spelling needs it to poop, though. That is still fucking weird. It almost sounds made up.
If you binge watch Fallout, all 8 episodes, same as a colonoscopy prep. God, we've taken this too far.
I can't believe that's fucking real. Yeah. She has her kids watch her. That is fucking weird. That's what we should name this episode. Tori Spelling is fucking weird.
On some level, it's criminal. I don't know what to say.
You know what? It kind of, yeah, this is child abuse. Maybe not in the...
Well, it's Indecent Exposure, except it's happening inside of your home, but it's still indecent.
The fact that it's intentional, okay, I get it. You live in close quarters with family, you're going to see some shit. I get it. But no, the fact that this is intentional, it's a part of the family obligation, fucking weird, Tori Spelling. I can see how she got a divorce. I mean, think about it.
They couldn't work it out. That stinks.
All those years of marriage flushed away. I guess he'll go plunge into another relationship.
PPP loan.
Did you listen to the last episode, Todd?
Actually, I have not listened to it all. God. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was a callback to that, I assume.
It was.
Yep. I will get that later. I will.
Damn, how do you expect other people to listen if you haven't listened?
I've been actually... you haven't been caught up with me here. I've actually have a good excuse.
Okay.
Actually have a good excuse. I could bring it up on the podcast, but it's not really my place to say. But it actually is kind of interesting. Not as interesting as Tori Spelling, but a lot less disgusting. That's for sure.
Fallout on Amazon Prime.
The Tori Spelling movie.
And they use a dog to track her down?
Probably
based upon scent.
Yeah, her droppings. Probably her droppings. Or they could just ask her oldest son. But, they got the dog, so put him to good use.
My nose ballooned when I got pregnant. It's still not back to normal 2 years later. But it does go honk, I think, when she squeezes it. TikTok account, Gabby and Tiana.
All right.
Before and after pregnancy nose pictures. So if you need a swollen nose picture to go poop, I'm telling you where to go, because I don't imagine there's too much of that on the internet. Especially, it's not bruised or anything. At this point, it's just big. It's just kind of fluffy. It's I guess it's supple. Is that what people want to hear that need to poop?
Supple.
So yeah, someone with a big nose. She's drawing attention to it. Makes you wonder if she's actually got a regular nose and she's just injecting saline or something into it. You know how you could, those saline injections into the forehead and stuff got on the news?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. She's probably putting it in her nose.
In her nose.
I'm not saying that she is. I'm not even suggesting it. But if you wanted to suggest it within your mind, I did plant the seed.
No, we're just saying. Yeah.
Y'all go in her comments and ask her if she can pick her nose. What? And do it politely, please.
You know, I've heard of body parts on women getting excessive, getting bigger, whatever, fluctuating in size due to pregnancy. This is the first time I've ever heard of a nose. Is it something that's common? I'm just curious.
I haven't heard of it, so probably not, since I've heard of most everything.
Robert has dealt with a lot of pregnant women in the recent past, a lot. So he ought to know.
God, there's some stupid news this week. Not even going to give some of these a light of day.
It's like journalists just took the week off.
So stupid.
Dumb. I have no idea what he's looking at. I'm just agreeing. The eclipse. Did you watch it?
No. We were in the path of totality in 2017. So I was expecting at least a taste of that. I walked outside and it was literally the same brightness that it normally is.
Yeah.
And I walked back inside.
I slept during it because, well, like you said, the path of totality, when you see the full eclipse, that was 2017. And I did watch that. That was cool.
Everything looks different. And that's cool.
Well, it's just like after a second, once the path was crossed, you could take your glasses off and literally look up at it and see that typical, you know, that burning ring in the sky and it not hurt your eyes until it starts to slightly move again. This time around, I just looked at the pictures that people posted on social media. I didn't miss too much. It honestly just looked like a crescent moon. Whoop-de-doo.
The sun was out, and I saw a lightning strike, and I don't know if I've ever seen that. It wasn't one of those that flashed up in the cloud, either. It was one of those bolts.
Well, there's only one logical explanation for that.
The eclipse.
Right? Jesus! He'll zap you.
Oh, you think he zapped somebody?
Oh, yeah.
If you ever do have to poop, and you don't have your unique, special things that you need for that, you have to do
like
it anyway.
Like your children watching.
That'll zap you so bad.
I wonder if they have like a chair or something in the bathroom. It just seems like, you know, for longer durations, like the children would have a space to, you know, relax.
To coerce someone into watching you do that, I'm telling you, it's criminal. I'm not sure what the charge is.
Yeah. Surely, as rich as she is, I would assume she has a TV in her bathroom. I'm sure that helps during some trying times.
She might be teaching them how to read while she's doing that.
Oh, good. Good. It's certainly a better time than when they're in the hospital. Maybe sometime her and Miss Markle can kind of sync up. Maybe she can come in and stand in for the kids during a session and they can just get on the same page on that issue. When you pick the music for this, have something that would be like something that really bumps, like a Tory Spelling bump.
It might be a little sexist. We'd go with Take a Dump Daddy. Fomp. There goes one. Boom, boom. There goes two. Boom, boom. And I won't tell you how many that was.
I think that would be perfect. Yeah, no, I think that's excellent. I just got word that Tori Spelling commented on our Toilet Todd sketch. She says that is brilliant, and she would love to meet this Toilet Todd. He's obviously a professional.
Toilet Todd, ladies and gentlemen.
He's the number one man in the number two business. yeah.
God,
it really is sick, though. I mean, on a serious note, it just shows you just how fucked up people really are.
Dang. That's a real news story. That's crazy.
That's something she admitted. That's not investigative journalism. That's something she came forth willingly with.
Well,
I don't know if that's courageous or dumb or both. That's courageously stupid.
Someone out there's got a ton of sympathy. There's probably others, you know what? But that doesn't matter. You still can't bring your kid in there.
Like, it really makes you wonder about the shit you don't know. If this is the stuff you do know, it's probably best not to think about it.